This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
We're live on this thing again. Few people in here. Last week, I think we got to like 50 people. So let's do everyone a favor and share this thing.
Let's do everyone a favor? You mean everyone do us a favor?
No, it's more fun for everybody when there's more people in here, I feel like.
Oh, that's a very valid point.
Yeah, I'm actively sharing this to all my followers right now.
How many do you have, Ben?
Six followers, I think.
Hold on. Let me look.
He has more than 50. It's really impressive.
I have 14.
Okay.
Yeah. 14 followers.
That's not bad.
It's not good.
That's what I think. So
yeah, that's not good, but it's not bad.
It's a slow roll, you know? It takes some time.
Slow roll.
Gradual.
Ben tweets once every 6 months, so
maybe.
Anyway, yeah, hit the button in the bottom right-hand corner and share this if you would. I think these are going to be fun. We've gotten some suggestions, some different things to talk about. We had a good time with this last week, and hopefully people continue to enjoy this so we can keep doing it. If you guys don't enjoy this, then we can stop doing it. So it's my wife will hate me less. By way of introduction, Brendan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Should I shout out people in the spaces? That's what the cool kids do, right?
We like to wait for – I mean, when you say cool kids, you just mean new.
I mean Josh, yeah.
Yeah. I would say, let enough people get in here to get shouted out. There's cool kids in here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's some big timers. Coach Reese in here in the house.
Sean. Shout out Joe.
Jason Noe in the house. Sean in his squeaky chair in the house. Welcome, Sean.
Dude, look at Joe with the fake Abby. Shout out for Joe, man.
Oh, well, is that Joe Decadence?
Yeah, it is. Change your name, Joe.
No, don't change it. It's a kid show. Be appropriate.
Mr. Deck himself.
Wildly inappropriate.
So anyway, all right, let's give this just another minute or two. Let me share this on my page too. Come jump and we'll get
Brendan started. what are you drinking tonight anyway?
I am doing a sample that TJ sent me almost like a year ago when we first started doing this. High West American Prairie finished. And all right, I don't know what kind of wine this is. I think it's a wine. Banyuls?
Armagnac?
Banyuls? B-A-N-Y-U-L.
Yeah.
Doing a little research on it right now.
Ooh, I like it.
Almost, Ben, tastes like double oak, like TJ tried to mess with me here. Banyuls wine is...
No, that's definitely... I think... I could be wrong, but that could be a bottle that Joe sent me from the Bourbon Enthusiast.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but that is where I think that was from. Shout out Newberg. Newberg's the goat.
Berg's here. He was doing yoga listening to us last week. And if there's anything, there's not a more relaxing combination in the world than listening to us talk about bourbon and then, getting your mind and body right with the yoga. It's great.
Spot on. All right, cool. Brendan, go ahead and go through your shout outs like Josh does on the SU spaces, and then we'll get started.
No pressure though, right? Shout out to all the truckers that are listening right now, right? That's a thing.
Okay.
All right. I want to give a shout out to all the husbands who have to hide their bourbon collection from their wives and try to find different places to hide the bourbon. Yeah. Cheers to TJ.
Cheers.
It counts. Shout out to all the Scotch drinkers. Your people too. You're my people just because TJ and Ben don't like it. It doesn't mean anything. Shout out to the Noes or the Nose, however you want to say it. They made TJ and Ben drink peated whiskey, and I am really, really happy for that. And it's the whiskey that I enjoyed. So yeah. Shout out to Jason Noe. Much love. Shout out to Sean in the squeaky chair. He's listening right now. Sean, much love to you as well. That's it. I'm not as good at this as Berg is, but, you know, it was adequate.
That was good. I felt like that was good. I was going to say shout out. No, Joe, no video on this. Sorry. It's a sham. I was also going to say shout out to the people who drink scotch. You're one step below the Android users in my life.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Okay. We said that we were going to do this. Ben, sorry to interrupt myself. Ben, what are you drinking tonight?
So tonight I have a little special pour from Elliot.
Ooh.
He sent down a bottle of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof from 2015.
What? That's crazy. I didn't know they were making that then.
Was it 2015? Oh, TJ, correct me if I'm wrong. That's 2015, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like banana nut bread toffee.
Oh.
And it's amazing.
We know you're a big fan of bananas and nuts. So, I mean, that totally makes sense. You would get those notes. Sorry if you guys are listening with your kids in the car. Put the kids to bed.
If the people are listening to a bourbon podcast at 8:30 in the evening with their kids in the car, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, there's bigger problems than me saying nuts. Yeah, you're right. All right, so I'm drinking the same thing. Elliot sent me a bottle of the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof. Really, really good. From 2015, so like a dusty. You don't see those often. Brendan, when I see you this weekend, I will bring you a sample.
Tell you about it. Oh.
Gosh, no, I'm better than you. All right, we wanted to do this for people that were new into whiskey, right? Like Bourbon 101, we've had people on the message boards ask this. If you have questions, you can hit my DMs. You can hit the show's DMs. You can tweet us on the timeline. You can request to speak, however you want to jump in here and interact. We're totally good with any interaction. If nobody interacts, we will just do this like a regular Bourbon on a Budget show, and we will just talk amongst ourselves. We would love interaction, though, because you guys get enough of us if you follow the podcast or watch the show or whatever. So until that time, we've got a lot of requests, and by a lot, I mean like one or two. We've had a lot of requests for people to talk about entry level or Bourbon 101 or getting started in their bourbon journey. And I think as we start this Spaces journey, that's a good place to begin. So without any further ado, Brendan Sinone.
Yes.
Tell new people everything they need to know about bourbon. Don't leave anything out.
What? Okay.
Start talking now, and when FSU tips off, we'll tell you to shut up.
All right. So are we assuming that they don't know anything about bourbon, like what it is?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Maybe let's give some new beginner bourbon pointers is maybe a good way to start that.
Okay. So a couple things. One, be aware of your proof tolerance. Like if you don't like liquor in general, like if 80 proof vodka is too much for you, then bourbon's going to be a little challenging regardless of proof. Now, if you're acquainted with proof, then you can start kind of, you know, playing around with different types of proofs and whatnot. So that's one thing. Just be kind of aware of what your tolerance is and what your palate is. So let's say for most everyone here, they like vodka or gin or tequila. So they can kind of mess with that a little bit. So the first thing about bourbon to me is like it should be an adventure and an experience, and you should try to kind of challenge yourself as you're drinking it to pick up different notes and just go with it too. Like, don't feel judged for like being like, oh, I think I smell banana here, but that can't be right. Like, no, very well could. The way your brain absorbs some of the chemicals that are in other wood tannins and whatnot will, like, it could be anything. So be very open about what you're drinking and be willing to explore, I guess, is what I'm trying to say with bourbon early on. It should be fun. There's a lot of cool different tasting notes and smelling notes that you can enjoy. And don't be afraid either to, like, if you need to put ice in it early on, if you need to have it as a cocktail, if you need to put a little water in it, whatever. Like, no judgment here. Like, getting into bourbon, you're not going to get into drinking it neat right away. And if you are, more power to you, but it's going to take a little while. So be willing to kind of make that adjustment. So those are some pretty early ones I would have of like someone who's just kind of getting into it.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, it's really tough to just jump into bourbon. I know most people's first experience with, hard liquor is probably doing shots. And this is very different than that, right? And now you can do shots of bourbon, but you'll just waste a lot of money and make yourself sick. And hopefully we've moved somewhat out of the shot game. But bourbon is more so to be enjoyed. If you're doing shots, I would certainly just say buy something cheaper than bourbon. But if all your experience with like heavy liquor ever is doing shots at the bar, then I would certainly say, just like Brendan did, maybe start with a cocktail, start with a whiskey sour, start with an old fashioned, maybe go that direction as opposed to just sipping on whiskey neat, because that's going to be pretty tough. Ice in your whiskey, a little water in your whiskey would certainly help. Ben, let's transition to you a little bit. Do you have some suggestions? Ben, okay, before I ask Ben this, yeah, for those listening, Ben has never understood a prompt once. And so I'm going to give him a prompt right now. And, you know, we're just going to knock on wood and hope that it works out. Ben, what are some good beginner, accessible, non-allocated bottles that people should look for and try to find if they're trying to get into whiskey? Bourbon specifically.
Yeah, bourbon specifically. So in my head, you start with the beginning. You know, you start with the basics. So I would stay away from a lot of like craft distillers. Like you just go and you grab something that you would typically see. So in my head, I'm grabbing an Old Forester. I would grab a 100, but you can grab an 86, whatever. Like, you know, whatever you go for. I'll go and grab a Wild Turkey 101, and I would go and grab an Elijah Craig, right? Those are all going to be super accessible, but that will give you the major profiles of the largest distilleries, in the region, right? So if you want to just kind of say, hey, I've always found that I tend towards, Brown-Forman and Old Forester is like my main, like, flavor profiles. So I would start, you know, at the Old Forester route, but some people really enjoy Elijah, right? So I don't like it as much, but start with your basic bottles that would kind of be on not the well, but your bottom shelf at the bar, and just say, hey, I'd like to start here. Most of those bottles are going to be around $25 to $35, right? And you're not going to be breaking the bank if you say, hey, I bought this bottle, I didn't enjoy it that much. If you go and get a pour of Wild Turkey 101 anywhere, it's going to be like $9. If you go buy a whole bottle, you get, you know, maybe $20, $22, $23, right? So if you buy something you don't like, you're not going to be out a ton of money. Just start with those three main distilleries and work your way from there. You find a path you like, just continue down it. If you like Old Forester, then you got 1910. 1920, and then you can go up to like Statesman. There's just a progression you can go.
It's good advice. I like that. Ben, I had one thing to add that Ben reminded me of, TJ, is that price, that is, as you're new into bourbon, and if you want to like, it's going to be really enticing to go bourbon hunting, right? And like, you want to start adding to your collection, and you know, two bottles can become four, can become eight, can become 16, all very quickly. You really start adding up. Don't feel like you have to spend a ton of money on bottles, especially early on. There's resources out there where you can do research on stuff to kind of figure out what's good value. There's a really cool podcast called Bourbon on a Budget that you could listen to that's going to kind of say a few whiskey nerds and to kind of try to have people with different palates and different experiences in mind when they're looking at a different bourbon and price points. But I remember pretty early on, like I saw like a $100 bottle on clearance that was like, should have been $200. I'm trying to remember. It was one of like the Revival series ones. And basically it was fine. It was probably, I would have enjoyed it a lot more now, but it was probably too complex, too old, too like woody and oaky to really enjoy for someone who was like 6 months into like really experiencing bourbon. So yeah, don't feel like you have to go out and spend a ton. The bourbons that Ben outlined are all really good price points with big distilleries that can kind of teach you like, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And then you can go from there and start scaling it back or upgrading to something else.
And you'll see different things like the bottles you see at most bars. Now, if you go to a bourbon specific bar, you're going to see more there than you would at other places. But the bottles you see at just your average bar, you know, your Woodford Reserve, right? Like the bourbon of the Kentucky Derby, right? Is, you know, it's a little, you know, it's a little low proof for me. I'm not super, you know, enticed by that anymore, but it's a really solid bourbon that has other, you know, offshoots from it that you can check out. And so Woodford Reserve, Four Roses, like your bottles that you kind of see everywhere are also really, really good ones that you can kind of check out and are good entry just starting out into bourbon. Also, find a friend, whether it's me, Brendan, Ben, whoever, and Eddie, I see you requested. I'm going to add you here in just a second. Find a friend that likes bourbon, because if there's anything a bourbon nerd loves, it's sharing his bourbon. I know that sounds kind of crazy. Maybe he won't share like his most elite of elite bottles with you right away. But like, if there's anything that a bourbon nerd wants to do, it is to tell you what he knows about bourbon, and he will share his collection. He'll share his bottles. He'll share everything he can, because it's just, you know, the bourbon world in everything is exploding right now. But like, man, I mean, a lot of you guys are listening to this are FSU fans or college football fans. And it'd be like if somebody came to you right now and said, hey, tell me about the Seminoles, or tell me about the Gators, tell me about the Hurricanes. I want to be a fan of them. Well, you would freak out. You would tell them, oh, okay, well, we had Jalen Ramsey and Jameis Winston, and we had Peter Warwick, and we had that. You would tell them all about it, and you would really like be passionate about that. It's the same thing with bourbon. Like if you're new into it and you go to somebody that does have an interest in it, a collection, they're going to be jacked to kind of tell you about it. So let them buy some of your bottles and get it, or not bottles, but like they can give you samples. They can let you try their different stuff so that you don't have to go out and break the bank. We got a couple of requests here. I just tied college football into bourbon. Maybe we can work some NIL stuff here shortly. But
beautifully done.
Eddie, is it Booza? Is it Boza? How's it going, man? Eddie, are you there with us?
Eddie.
Oh man, Eddie's letting me down.
You know, I don't see Eddie on here as a speaker.
So I'm going to take it.
Your fault.
Yeah, it's probably my fault. But we'll keep it rolling. Eddie, if you can hear us, just jump back in. I got another one though. Matt Hughville. I'm looking for that guy that like slammed Brendan at the end of last week's show. That was a fun. If that guy's in here, please come back on.
He didn't slam me. He just got me
with like a D's Nuts joke.
D's Nuts joke, yeah.
Matt A, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How's it going?
Good, man. I gotta ask, what the hell's wrong with Android?
I just don't like green bubbles. I like scotch. It's not my preference.
And I'm a scotch drinker too, so I almost logged off.
Oh man!
All right, 0-2. Tell me you like the Gators, and then we'll. I'll really
oh no, I'm a Florida State alum, so nah.
All right,
I got that. but yeah, I wanted to check because again, I drink mostly scotch. Don't judge. But me and my wife are getting a gift for a buddy who's celebrating something pretty big in his life. He's one of those. He's in a whiskey and bourbon club with some buddies of mine. But he tells me, yeah, I don't even know what I'm drinking. I just chug it back no matter what it is. We want to get him a good bottle, but we don't want to get him anything too good. Like, I don't know, $150, $200 bottle that he's not going to appreciate. What would you say maybe $80, $75, $100 range that maybe something that we're not breaking the bank, but he can still enjoy and appreciate a little bit, or at least get him more into it, so to speak?
Yeah, so my big one there would be any kind of a – where do you live?
We're in Atlanta, but actually heading down to – Tampa.
Okay, so my big suggestion on that anytime is going to be like a store pick of anything. So if you're here in Tampa, if you're in Tallahassee, I mean, I would assume Atlanta has pretty decent store picks. If you're in here, give me a thumbs up and tell me that. But any kind of store pick is going to be like a little bit better than, you know, what you just find on the shelf. you find a store pick of Russell's Reserve, like instead of paying $50, you're going to pay $60, $65, right? You're going to be kind of in that range. So I would say a store pick would be really good, because then you're not buying him something that's like super allocated that he's just going to waste, and you're not wasting your money. But it is a little bit more special than just buying something on the shelf that you could get at any point. I mean, nicer bottles, you know, in that price range, you know, if he's just throwing it back and getting drunk, I mean, the 1920s really high proof, you know, and that's $60. So that's a good one. Brendan, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say a store pick. I was going to go one step further, TJ, and I assume, Matt, that you'll be able to find this in Atlanta, definitely in Tampa for sure. Lukens, Gaspars, we'll all probably have different offerings of this. Maker's Mark Stave profile store pick. So it'll be a store pick of Maker's Mark, but you'll see five different numbers across the front of it, and that's how you know it's a stave profile. And basically, like, they have 10 different oak staves that they'll throw in there, and they'll be all different combinations, and they'll try to create like a unique flavor profile. Those are gonna be about, Matt, like $70 to $80. Okay. Proof pretty high, 110. So it's in your price range, and almost every single one of them that we've ever had have been awesome, delicious. And because it's a store pick, like TJ said, it's gonna be kind of unique to that specific that specific flavor profile. So I think that's a really good safe choice. If it's too much proof for him, like, you could put some water in it too, but like, it should be really accessible if he's someone who likes whiskey.
Okay. Yeah. Cause we were going to try to spend a little bit more, but then I was thinking, I know he just told me he chugs it back, so we don't want him to just chug back a good bottle of whiskey or bourbon. And I wanted to check, I've had Boondocks before and I really liked it. Is there a good, have you guys had Boondocks, and do you maybe anywhere, anything within Boondocks that you would recommend? And I'll log off after this one so someone else can have a chance, but I appreciate the help.
TJ, I'm not familiar with Boondocks. I am afraid I'm going to get...
No, it's a real whiskey. Last week, somebody... Matt, if you weren't here last week, somebody asked him that and then kind of got him on a D's joke. So Brendan's very scared to, like, answer anything right now.
I looked it up
real quick. Boondocks Craft Whiskey. It looks like they've got some port-finished bourbon. They've got a...
Ooh.
Spice project that's 11 years. I've not had anything from there, but they've got some different looking stuff. I'm definitely like something I'm cool kind of stuff. Interested in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I had the whatever the yellow label is, even though, again, I'm a scotcher. The Boondocks was pretty good. And yeah, I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on it. But no, I really do appreciate the help. And again, you said the Maker's Mark Stave.
Yep, stave profile, and it'll be stave. It should be store pick, though, and that'll be, like, pretty clear on the label. If you have a hard time, just shoot me a DM. My DMs are open, like, while you're shopping, and I should hopefully be able to clarify. Or we can send you a picture of what it looks like or something.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it, man, and go Noles.
Go Noles. Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it, Bob.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too. Don't chase off. We got some Canes and Gators in here, man. Don't chase them off with the heavy Noles talk, though. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks, Matt, for hanging out for a second. Eddie, we got you this time.
So cool. All right, dude. I'm sorry. Like, I had some technological difficulty. Like, so happy to be part of the discussion. I appreciate what you guys are doing. And currently, I poured a Bullet Rye. Big fan of the rye. My mom.
Nicely done.
Yeah, yeah. My mom likes to drink Manhattans. She says rye is the thing to do. So, like, hey, it's my mom. Got to trust her.
Dude, that's what I got my dad for Christmas 2 years ago. Or part of it was he loves doing Manhattans. I got him Bullet Rye to mix with his Manhattans. He was doing like 40. He was doing like some Canadian club with it. And I was like, we can do a little bit better than that. So your mom has good taste.
Love it so much. So sorry about before, but question was sort of like, hey, scenario, you drank way too much last night. When you woke up today, how much was left in that bottle? Like, what percentage was of that bottle? Like, it was so delicious, and you kept enjoying it, and you were watching things you loved, like Florida State basketball or Florida State football or whatever else, insert your thing. How low is that bottle, and what percentage alcohol was it that you were working with?
So, like, I My answer's going to suck. Go ahead, Brendan.
I'll give my answer, but... I'm like tiny. I'm like 5'8", 160 pounds. So like it doesn't take a ton for me. It's really cost effective to be my size and like whiskey. I think maybe the most I've ever done, you know, on New Year's this past year, I want to kill the Taconic maple syrup bourbon, and that's a higher proof one. What is that, like 110? Yeah. And it's really sweet and delicious. And I made like the commitment on New Year's, like we're going for it, right? So I want to say I did like maybe a fifth of the bottle that night. Like it wasn't a ton. I don't think I was like blackout or super hungover the next day because I kind of drank it periodically throughout the day. But I did some damage to kill that bottle off, and I'm pretty proud of it. I really set 2022 off in the on the right foot. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, Ben.
Way to go, Brendan. Way to go.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I'm so – yeah.
I could have lied and been like a fourth or whatever. Screw you guys.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm such a sucker for like really good bottles. Like if I'm drinking something like, oh, man, this is freaking amazing, I'm like, I got to save this. So I probably am not drinking like a ton out of the same bottle. And mostly I'm drinking 115 to like 135 proof is like kind of like where most of my product is at. If I can be in I haven't found too much in the 120s that are like amazing, but like 110 to 115 is usually a great pour. And then like 130 plus is also like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Ooh. So, I mean, I'm not drinking a fifth of a bottle at 130 proof. It's more of like, hey, I gotta make sure I have this because I want this again. So, but yeah, most of my stuff I'm drinking is probably in the 115 and up proof wise.
Yeah, I never, I bounce. So this is why my answer sucks. I bounce around too much. Very rarely do I just stick with the same bourbon all night. I try to stay somewhat within the same profiles. Like if I'm drinking something that's high proof, I'll stay with other high proof stuff. If I'm drinking something that's finished in a wine barrel or a vermouth barrel or something like that, then I stick with stuff that's finished in a barrel. But I typically don't go back for like a third pour of something. Like I'll go for like one or two. And then like, even tonight, like I started with the Elijah Craig and now I'm off on a Four Roses pick. So I, you know, my answer kind of sucks on that, but just to kind of give like I went to a concert, Brad Paisley concert a few months ago, and I put down a half a bottle of Jefferson with a buddy. So, I mean,
I'll tell you what, there's more danger in like 90 proof than there is. In
for sure.
30 proof.
You're drinking,
you know, yeah, 90 proof is freaking water.
Right. The 130 stuff like really hits you. And, but like, yeah, 90 proof. I mean, I was out at the tailgate for that. It was a country concert, right? So you're just like throwing back drinks. And then I looked down and he's like, yeah, you want the last pull from the bottle? And I was like, ooh, I'm going to be hurting tomorrow. So, anyway, what about you?
Chris, we can get Chris Neon here and chat with a,
oh boy,
a country. I forgot who it was, but it was a country concert. And I don't think he ever made it into said concert.
Yeah, I believe that for sure. Eddie, what are you drinking? You know, tonight, just in general, like what's your go to and what's your answer? Like, how much are you putting away on a wild night like that?
Oh, geez. Well, I didn't want to be put on the spot, but
you can put us on the spot. So
you have that bullet rye. Well, you're running the channel. You get on the spot. but yeah, the bullet rye, the 45 to 50% or proof with the 95 to 100%, I'm enjoying three or four of those for sure. Like before, I gotta go to bed. Like I'm an old man, but also like now, Noel's about to tip off. I mean, GT, we gotta get him. I got Caleb Mills, I got over, I got under on some points on some of the GT guys. Like I want to watch that, so I gotta like temper my expectations, and I'm looking forward to this game tonight.
Well, let's get a dub. Let's keep that streak going in the ACC. But yeah, I'm with you there, Matt. The drinks don't go down. Well, they still go down as easy, but I don't recover as easy as I used to. So I'm definitely with you there, Jason. And then I'll get actually, I got back to back Jasons here. So Jason Trecko, how's it going?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What you drinking tonight?
I actually have an old Elk store pick from Gibby's in South Carolina.
Nice.
And I was gonna say when you were talking about the beginning.
Way to go.
With the beginner guys, I've had three or four of these old Elk store picks, and we're getting ready to do one up here in Charlotte with one of our groups. We're waiting on the samples to come in. But, man, I haven't had a bad weeded Old Elk store pick. And I'm seeing them places. And for, like, $50-$60, if you're new in the burp, I mean, it's so sweet. It's so good. It's not, like, going to kill you like a Booker's or something like that where you really got to hit it with the high proof. So I would definitely recommend if you walk into a store. And I haven't really gone beyond the weeded because I'm a weeded fan. So I'm not going to speak for any. If you buy an Old Elk, whatever, and you don't like it, don't blame me. But I'm going to tell you, if you find an Old Elk weeded store pick, if you, I was in two stores in South Carolina today, and I didn't buy them because I've got like five of them already. But they're, if you can find an Old Elk weeded store pick, grab it. It's cheap. It's good. And it'll really give you a nice taste of, you know, you can drink it neat or with ice.
Yeah, there's definitely some of those in the Tampa Bay area. Brendan's holding one up. Brendan and I are on video. I'm going to throw this up on YouTube later. But, you know, Brendan's holding up an Old Elk weeded that I think we got him for his birthday this year. I know Joe Deckinson is in here with his fake profile. He's a big fan of the Old Elk weeded for sure. So, Brendan, you like that, don't you? You're a big fan there.
I mean, I can't say I didn't like it. You guys got it for me for my birthday. So, but no, I really do like it. It's really good and sweet. Like Jason said, the weediness of it comes off really nicely. It's got like a cool maple syrup vibe, which is kind of standard with wheat. So I love it. Jason, so you know, we're going to be doing, I think in February, we're going to be doing a weeded month on Bourbon on a Budget. So we're going to try some, like I got a Maker's Mark FAE02 recently. We're going to review that. We're going to do some head-to-heads with some Maker Mark products and some other weeders. So maybe right up, or I guess down your alley? Up your alley? No, not up your alley. Oh, kids show. Down your alley. No.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, TJ, I want to share is I'm like you, man. I have one or two. Like I've had this. I'm on my second weeded Old Elk. I started with, I can't remember. But I'm going to go to another one. I have one or two of something. And then I'm like, I got to have something different because I do. I don't stick on one. I'm not one of those going to kill as I think it was Eddie was asking, like, how many of one are you going to drink? I don't do that. I have a couple and then I move to something else. I just think you get more, you know, variety or more profile. And I think that's what makes, you know, the bourbon drinking fun. I don't just kill one bottle. I'm like you.
Very rarely do I. I'm the same way. I'm very rarely do I stick to the same drink all night. I'm not going to say it never happens. But it's pretty rare. If I'm drinking, I like to bounce around, and I, you know, it's just the journey, you know, more than the juice, right? It's trying new things.
A good night, you'll hit three or four of them.
Yeah, it's trying new things up against each other, right? Like,
right.
I love this, or man, I thought this was better, and now I tried it next to this, I don't like it as much, or maybe this is just hitting me wrong tonight, or whatever. So,
yeah.
Cool. Well, Jason,
get ready to enjoy this game, fellas. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, buddy.
Down your alley, by the way. I looked it up.
You're ridiculous. I got two more, and then we'll get – I mean, if people request, people can kind of stay on here. I know the game's about to start, so we'll jump on that in just a minute. But I've got Jason and then Seminole CPA. We'll get you. And then we'll,
Jason! Hey, what's up, guys? I was just going to respond to Matt. So if he's in the Atlanta area for store picks, check out Sprayberry Bottle Shop. Breege is really popular for a lot of the store picks he has. Usually you can get a lot of stuff. $100 and under. McFarland Spirits is another one, and Jack's. So not really sure what part of Atlanta you're in, but if you want some more information, just drop me a DM and I can help point you to a few store picks in that area. But if your buddy's just slamming it back, grab just a Four Roses single barrel, about $45, $39 if you're at Total Wine, and it's probably going to be a better investment. You won't know any different and will have a nice looking bottle. And it's a great pour.
And he'll enjoy it.
The bottle does look better. That's a good point.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how impressed were you that I guessed on my second guess, even on the second one, that I guessed that it was the American Prairie peated finish?
I was really impressed. When you held the bottle up, I thought you got it. I mean, that was kind of one of the reasons I picked that blind, was to kind of test your palate to see if you could pick that out. So it was, you definitely passed the test on that one.
Thank you. It did help that I was drinking that specific bottle, somehow stumbled into it, and then was drinking it like two or three days before. That did help a little bit.
Yeah, and for TJ and Ben, Brendan definitely didn't know what we sent, you know. Technically, if anybody could have sniffed it out, it might have been TJ setting up the DM with Forrest first.
Yeah, it was really shady. I agree.
All right. By the way,
Jennifer liked that.
The Canes just beat Virginia Tech 78-75 on a half court shot as a buzzer.
Oh, you know what? Good. What's it? RPI? What is it called?
RIP.
No.
I thought you were two teams that we're better than. So love to hear that.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate you, man.
No problem, man. We're going to pour some Penelope Light whiskey and watch the Noles win.
Woo!
Man after Ben's heart.
Oh, I got a sample of that in today.
That's right, baby.
Shout out Decadence Joe. Appreciate you, Jason. All right, let me get to this last caller, and then we may wrap this up. Hey, if you missed any part of this, I will upload it to our YouTube. I'll just title it, you know, whatever today's date is, and this, you know, the 26th, and Bourbon Spaces. So go search Bourbon on a Budget on YouTube. I'll post the link here too. So do us a favor and shoot us a follow if you've gotten any enjoyment out of this space at all. As I said, that Dane left, so I guess Dane doesn't like us. But if you liked this at all, shoot us a follow here on Twitter, and you'll see where we post the last one. Seminole CPA. I like the DBU logo. How's it going, bud?
Good. So I'm not the greatest speaker in the world, so forgive me. So what I want to ask you guys is, you know, I know you guys try a bunch of different stuff on the show, you know, different pours all, you know, back to back to back. What is it that you guys do to kind of keep your palate from kind of getting blown out from, you know, switching from a bourbon to a rye to a high proof, maybe back to a lower proof? You know, I find when I drink more than like, say, one or two different types of bourbon or two different bottles of bourbon, not full bottles, but pours of bourbon, different types, that my palate gets so blown out that by the time I get to the like a third pour of something, it just all kind of tastes the same. Or, you know, I may get like overpowered by cinnamon or some other kind of spice that may just come through on the bourbon. So what is it that you guys kind of do to kind of help clean that up?
Man, that's good. That's a good question. I would say, and pretty much everyone has different techniques for kind of like refreshing their palate. Fred Minnick, who's like arguably one of the better palates in the bourbon realm, he's a big fan of like club soda. And so he'll kind of go to that between tastings. I also like saltine crackers, also a great option. Pretzels, great. Anything to kind of pull in my head, bourbon can be a little oily at sometimes. And so that can kind of coat your mouth. And so anything to kind of pull the oil, you know, kind of like to refresh the palate would be the best approach there. Like I said, saltine crackers, maybe a little bit of club soda, water. This is kind of the approach that I generally take, but you know, every palate is different. So kind of try a couple options with you and see what works best.
I like that. I also, a good light beer, like I'm not even being funny, but a good light cheap beer is also a good way to not like kill yourself with whiskey by just going, you know, drink for drink. But just a good light beer can
in between.
Yeah, if you have a couple whiskeys, sober up with a good light beer, come back to a couple more whiskeys. I also, but I kind of spoke about this earlier too. I try to stay in the same, if I'm trying different things, I do try to stay in the same realm. Like if I'm doing a barrel proof of one thing, I'll go to, but I usually don't get more than like three things. We've had shows where we did like a final four episode, right? Around the time of March Madness. And when you're trying, like, so we, you know, a little behind the scenes magic here. We usually record the review so that our palate is fresh. And then we record the main show. So when we do a review and then we're trying four different things on the show because we're doing a final four and we try them all once for the final four. And then we got to try the last two again for the championship. You're right. Like our palates are just crushed because we're drinking way too much in like 45 minutes worth of time. And we don't have any time to do that. On a normal night where I'm not doing on the show or anything like that, I typically don't drink more than two or three things. Like I do like to bounce around and try new things, but I'm not putting back more than, you know, three, four, five pours, maybe six, you know, like six, I'm hurting the next day. So I try to keep it to like two or three different pours. Oh, we've all had those nights. Don't geez me. So I just try to.
Here's another pointer. Just refuse to go down in proof. The second you go from like 115 proof down to like a 95 proof, it's water. So if you're going to be transitioning, always go up.
go
always go up
and go up in price too. Like there's these older dudes hang out at the liquor store by me, and it's a lounge too next to it. They'll have cigars and they'll start off with a really nice bourbon, and they go into a quote unquote four effect one after the first one. So they just want to let the good time keep happening. And they go from like a really nice bourbon to like a like Evan Williams 1783, which, you know, for the price, it's fine. But like you go from a bottle that would be, you know, $60-$70 to a $20 bottle. And I guess maybe if you're doing cigars, it kind of nukes everything as well. But I find that difficult when you go from a really nice one to one that's maybe not quite as nice with its proof point or just overall quality. Yeah, I'm with Ben there. You go up in proof and go up in quality if you're going to be going back to back to back. One thing for your palate, it's going to sound really weird. Smell your arm. Smell your forearm. Nothing's going to get you reacquainted. More your like your upper arm, your bicep, TJ, I guess.
Smell your armpit.
No, not your armpit.
What a weirdo, Brendan.
That's too far. No, because it's your own smell. It's what you're most used to. It's not something I didn't just start doing it one day. I was like, oh, my palate gets fine. This is a thing. This is a real tip that I'm telling you.
No, he started doing it one day.
It's a real tip from you. I mean.
Crackers oh my are gosh. Good too, like Ben said.
Yeah, Ben said crackers. Yeah. Don't smell your arm in public. That
like, yeah, smell your arm.
I don't
arm.
Know where you're in public.
You're sending David off. Like, I'm going to smell my arm.
What is he doing over there? Cyril, what are you drinking tonight? Hopefully, some of that made sense. I have no clue.
No, it makes sense. I'm drinking.
He's drinking his arm.
Virginia the arm thing makes the
Virginia
makes
special.
The most.
I'm drinking John J. Bowman.
Oh, there nice. You go.
Port nice. Finished?
No, the single barrel, the good stuff, not the port finish stuff.
Oh. Yeah, Elliot was in here. He's a huge fan of everything they do. He's gone now.
It's a great. If you guys ever get a chance to go, it's a great little distillery. That's down in Fredericksburg. So, hey, one more quick thing, just as maybe a show idea for you guys in the future. Because mm-hmm. You guys talk a lot about store picks, and you know, I'm unfortunately in Virginia, so we get nothing for store picks for the most part. You know, maybe if you get Jimmy on the show again or something else, kind of talk about what goes into a store pick, like how many different barrels they pick from, kind of how the price point kind of works for how they price at the store versus a regular pick, that kind of stuff. Kind of just kind of get people to understand like why a store pick is so much better than a regular single barrel they may pick up at a store, other than, you know, hey, somebody kind of goes in and sits down and they're presented with four barrels and they just kind of taste it and so on and so forth. Just kind of what goes into it, what goes into the process of actually picking it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing something with Davidoff again here in Tampa fairly soon, within the next couple of weeks. We're actually doing something on site there. Shout out to the people in the spaces. They get to hear about that first. But that's definitely something we should ask not only, you know, Jimmy there at Gas Bars, but Tommy at Davidoff. Hey, are you coming down for any games this year? If you come down for some games, I'll wrangle up like five or six store picks for you and meet you in Tallahassee and get them to you so you can take them back with you.
I will attempt to. I'm actually I'm used to live in California, so like at least I'm closer now to be able to come to a game. So maybe this year I will actually get to a game, but. I did not have very good luck coming from California to Tallahassee for football.
Yeah, no doubt. We are trying Monday night. The schedule comes out and we are trying to, as long as it doesn't fall on like a wild weekend, we're trying to get up to Louisville for that one, for obvious reasons. So we are, I'm just praying that doesn't fall on Halloween weekend, as long as that's not Halloween. And even if it is, like, I probably have a great chance at getting there, but Louisville might be a little easier for you in Virginia too. So just let me know. And I'm planning on really killing the everything there. So good stuff, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate your questions and input. Like I said, hopefully it made a little bit of sense for you tonight. Hopefully we get this win too. Go Noles.
Especially the armpit thing is something.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad that.
Why? That's so bad a real that technique. That
advice. Logan, shout out Logan. Logan's a big fan of the FSU spaces that we do daily. I can take about roughly as 20% as much Sonone as I can Newberg. Logan, what's going on?
Oh man, just doing some homework. Thought I'd hop in and check out what this is all about. Hearing you guys advertise it, so glad to be here.
Yes, sir. You drinking tonight while you do your homework?
Yeah, you know, I like a little 2 ounce.
My man.
You know, when you're doing differential equations and fluid dynamics, you got to have something to keep the nerves calm. So I'm doing a Monk's Road 6-year out of Gethsemane, Kentucky.
Wow.
It's
Brendan, have you ever heard of that?
No, he's going deep with it. I like it.
Oh man. Well, see, I was curious as to what y'all allocate down there, you know. But you should definitely get a hold of that light amber color. Kind of finishes with a dry. You get the vanilla, the amber, kind of almost a little like caramel on the front end. It's awesome. It's 100 proof. Nothing crazy, you know. If you want something real hot, I've heard some high proofs like Jay Mattingly Hazard Lights. That's like over 140. It'll light you up.
My man.
So,
and Logan, it was Monk's Road 6-year. Is that what it was?
Yes, sir. Monk's Road, Monks.
Okay. All right, putting on the radar. Okay, cool.
Yeah, listen, you know, being from Kentucky, I was like, do I really need to listen to a bourbon podcast? But it's been very enjoyable, and it's good to hear about other bourbon drinkers and what they like. So thanks, count me as a fan. I'll share the space. I'll be here regularly. Y'all keep up the good work. I don't know about the sniffing the arm thing, though. I'm going to have to
try it.
Bro,
No, try it. Let me know. Don't do it in public. You know, just between your homework right now, between equations, like, pour something new and let me know if it helps a little bit.
Yeah. Now, I got a question. Are y'all familiar with doing a little chew when you drink your bourbon? Kind of chewing on it?
The only chew I do is a Kentucky chew, which is a tasting method where you're just gnawing on the actual bourbon. I don't do chew because I get lightheaded pretty easily.
Well, that's what I was referring to. That was kind of
that's what he was talking about.
I thought maybe he was doing real chew.
Dingus.
God, I'm really just...
No.
Snip your arm and chew tobacco.
Yeah,
that's a tasting style. You kind of like legitimately chew it to get your mouth acclimated with the alcohol and
yeah, he knows. Yeah. He asked you about it.
Y'all are in my book now. Y'all are good. Green light on the bourbon spaces. I'm here for it. So I'm gonna get back to work. Y'all have a good night, gentlemen.
Thanks, Logan. Hopefully, we see you up there for that game, for that Louisville game this year.
Oh yeah,
I'm
actually,
chewing it right now.
Y'all need to stop in Bowling Green if y'all are driving up. There's a great restaurant here. We're just about.
Okay.
An hour and a half south, huge bourbon selection, tons of great steaks, sides for the table. You can really have a great meal. So,
ooh, sounds amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm all in for the great steaks.
What restaurant? Because I stopped at Bowling Green on my way back from Louisville 2 years ago and got a bottle of Sam Houston 14 when it was like all the rage and like no one had it by me in Georgia. And they had, at a reasonable price, the Kentucky pick one, and it was pretty good.
Hickory and Oak, downtown Bowling Green on State Street.
All right, Hickory and Oak.
We've already talked, Ben and I were talked about this. Like, I think we do want to drive so that we can bring more whiskey back because you can only fly with certain amounts. So, sounds like we're having dinner with Logan on the way into town, boys.
Sounds great.
All right, I'm down. We'll all sniff our arms together and see what happens.
Get out of here. All right, Logan, appreciate you, bro.
Y'all take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
All right. Eddie was in here earlier. I just want to see if he has like a follow-up or a thought or a question just before we get out of here. Eddie, you're taking us home, my man. What's going on?
Oh, geez. I'm not taking you home. I just want to say thanks. Like, you guys, this is a great community. Love being a part of it. Go Noles. And, you know, even part of the community – like Tom's, that's logged in here, like one of my friends growing up, love that guy, doing good stuff. So go Noles basketball, go Noles football, love bourbon, and just want to tell you how much I appreciate what you guys are doing here, and I'd love to stay connected.
Thanks, Eddie.
Awesome.
And that's Tommy from Tommy Hawk, shout out.
God, you're so weird. Shout out Tom and shout out Brendan for making every conversation on this show awkward.
Tommy works for Tomahawk, so I call him Tommy.
No,
but
you just make it so weird every time. Hey, we are going to keep doing these. We've gotten good reviews. We've gotten good interaction. We had more people speak tonight. We went 20 minutes longer than we thought we would. Florida State already has a lead in the game. It looks like 14-13, so it's actually pretty close. But
still a lead.
going to keep doing these. We appreciate you guys for tuning in and hanging out. If you missed any of this, we talked at the beginning about getting into bourbon, like a beginner's journey into bourbon. I'm going to post that on our YouTube. So shoot us a follow on here and you'll kind of stay updated with everything that we do. If you have questions about bourbon, please feel free to reach out to us anytime. If you have show suggestions, that was a great show suggestion by Seminole CPA. We started doing this so that we could just kind of hang out and drink bourbon together. And we've talked about a lot of the things that we want to talk about. And we've got more ideas, but we'd love to kind of talk about what other people want us to bring up and talk about. So people asked for kind of a beginner episode. And so we tried to touch on a little bit of that in the beginning of this episode. I don't know what we'll do next week, but we'll find a time to get back on here for about half an hour, maybe 45 minutes. This went for just about 50. So however long people want to stay engaged and want to keep chatting with us, we're certainly open to it and happy to do it. Brendan, Ben, you guys have any parting thoughts before we get out of here?
Nope. Smell your arm if you want to, but free country.
Sniffing my arm right now.
You don't have to.
Please don't smell your arm. Brendan's a weirdo. Hope to see you guys soon. Take care. Cheers.